With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The next meeting of the League of Women Voters of the Northwoods will feature a discussion on the possibility of forming an observer corps. League President Dorothy Skye says the League applauds all people who run and are elected to office, and they are hoping to find volunteers willing to attend local meetings to watch and report back on local government.
The purpose of the observer corps is to have a structured program for folks to attend a meeting of a town, county, or school board of their choice and have kind of a structured format for making the most out of their observations.
Skye says observers can then share what the common issues are, share best practices in local governance, and come up with further education and action steps. Skye says the observers do more than just watch, having to take notes so they can report back. She says anyone interested in helping with the project is welcome to attend the next League meeting at the River Valley Bank Meeting Room in Tomahawk. That's April 9th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. She says all League of Women Voters of the Northwoods meetings are open to the public and encourages everyone to join in. The head of a government watchdog group in Wisconsin believes citizens need to stand up to both Republican and Democratic parties and demand the creation of a nonpartisan commission to draw the next legislative boundaries. Matt Rothschild, executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, says both major parties have tried to alter political maps to favor their candidates.
Republicans in Wisconsin rigged the maps in 2011. Democrats in Maryland have rigged the maps. Democrats in Rhode Island have rigged maps. Democrats in Illinois have rigged maps. It's not a question of Republican or Democrat. No one should be able to rig the maps. And so that's why this effort has really caught fire.
The League of Women Voters of the Northwoods brought Rothschild to Newbold recently to talk about the pitfalls of the gerrymander. More than 60 people showed up. Rothschild says democracy should be open and transparent and the playing field should be level. There's an ongoing fight in the federal courts to challenge the redrawing of the Wisconsin legislative maps back in 2011, but Rothschild says there may be a better way to ensure fairness.
The solution is we don't need to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court. We can solve this problem ourselves. We can solve the problem in Wisconsin simply by changing the law in Wisconsin. And a lot of states have done this. Iowa did it 35 years ago. Iowa solved this problem 35 years ago. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Enactment of the nonpartisan panel would ensure all citizens have an equal tug on the rope they call democracy, concluded Rothschild. Listeners have been sending WXPR questions to ask of area experts so we can report back to you. It's part of our year-long Curious North project, seen at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll has more.
Several questions came in regarding weather, so we asked WJFW-TV meteorologist Jeff Weller to answer them. First question, when are the meteorological seasons? The seasons run in spring, March 20th through June 21st, summer, June 21st through September 23rd, fall, September 23rd through December 21st, and winter, December 21st through March 20th. But Weller says these are the days based on the sun.
It's really a result of the sun's most direct rays going north or south of the equator. So we can easily measure that, which gives us a start of seasons.
Next question, what are the dates when the snow left the last few years?
Last year, we had that big snow number back in April. We all remember that one, right? So the snow did not leave the ground until April 24th. The year before, though, that all melted off before March 5th. So it's March 5th. And then in 2016, it was gone by March 9th. So last year was kind of an anomaly. This year, we'll see what happens. Of course, this year, we had a really large snowpack up to 37 inches at its peak.
And curiously enough, where does the white go when the snow melts?
Humans see snow as white as a reflection of the sun off the snow, and our eyes interpret it as the color white. It's just this reflection off the spectrum. I'm not sure where does the white go. When the snow is gone, of course, it turns to water, and humans see water as a different color than we do snow.
And when are the average below and above freezing temps over the winter?
We dip below freezing, 32 degrees, on November 26th. That's for Rhinelander. And then don't rise above 32 until March 3rd. Our coldest average high temperature in Rhinelander is 21 degrees from January 6th through January 27th. And then that peaks again in early August at 79 degrees.
Thanks to WJFW-TV meteorologist Jeff Weller for answering listener questions. Find out more information on Curious North at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Spring flooding is taking a toll on Wisconsin roads, bridges, building, and equipment. The State Department of Military Affairs reports the estimated damage to public infrastructure and emergency response cost more than $1.95 million. The State Emergency Operations Center remains at level 4 as officials continue to monitor flooding and respond to requests. The weather is expected to remain relatively dry for now, but continued snow melt in central and northern Wisconsin will keep water levels high on main stem rivers. Our forecast today, sunshine with a high near 39. For tonight, clear skies and a low around 11. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 45. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 53. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.